Is Judy Gold here yet? Are we still waiting on her to get here?
Judy Gold here? Oh, she's here.
She's here? All right. Judy Gold
is
here. I know I've been running behind all day, so I didn't know if she was here or not.
I heard a doorbell.
There she is.
The famous Judy Gold. Live and in the flesh.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm Heidi.
Hi, Heidi.
Good to finally meet you.
She's a big fan of ours, right?
Oh, yeah. I live in New York. I listen to you all the time.
Yeah, she's every morning.
Oh, my God.
She gets
every
up
morning
like,
when
what?
I'm in my car for no reason in New York.
In New York, you got to get like 2 a.m. to listen to us, though. So I really appreciate the effort you put in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
So you're out here. You had a show in New York. You're one. Is it a one woman? It's
yes, it would be a one person show.
About you.
This one's about me, yeah. I have had another one. But this one is about, yeah, it's called The Judy Show, My Life as a Sitcom, because I was addicted to sitcoms growing up.
Me too.
Became a comedian, and
that's where Heidi dropped off. She just watched the sitcoms.
Yeah, no, I didn't do that.
No, but then I always...
Judy and I have a long time. We were addicted to sitcoms.
Right, but then I always thought that I would have a sitcom, or... You know, when I got older, but...
You should have a sitcom.
Thank you.
You
have to come to the show.
I want to.
You would love the show. Oh, sorry, I just...
You're a radio person. You know not to do that.
I know, I'm sorry.
You got the...
Did you bring that?
No, I just saw it on the thing.
We have a bell in here?
Yeah.
We have two over here. Who knew? I'm surprised I'm not hitting that constantly.
My God, it's a zoo when Judy Gold walks in. It's the morning zoo.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't even know that was back there.
Really?
Yeah, it's all right.
I thought you had that in your pocket.
No.
I was like, fine, gosh, she
we
brings her own props.
And we have spoons.
Oh, yeah, the spoons are for the spoon jams.
Such a dump, Judy. I'm sorry. Who knows?
I recognize you. When I saw your picture, I was like, Judy Gold. It didn't quite register with me. And I go, let me see your face, because I'm great with faces. I'm horrible with names.
Right. Yeah,
and I saw
he
your face.
He still doesn't even know mine.
Yeah, what?
Heidi.
Helen.
Yeah.
Heather.
You're no Heather. Come on, Heather.
That's true.
Holly.
Yeah.
It was from the World's Dumbest.
Right, World's Dumbest. I'm on World's Dumbest.
Yeah, when you start watching that show, it's hard to turn it, because it's just like it just gets in, and they have the commentators, and I was like, that's where I know you
yes,
from.
Yes, that's me. I do the World's Dumbest.
All of the stuff you've done.
Yes.
You're known for the World's
That's,
Dumbest.
Yeah. But I smoke a lot of weed, so I'm gonna land on that show
right.
and be like, hey, World's Dumbest,
right,
I'm not
right.
turning it off.
Right. You should be proud of yourself.
You won Emmys.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm like, right. World's Dumbest. Yeah. That's
where you
But
know
you know what? It's so
I
funny. People
you.
Recognize me from that, especially at the airport. Like, because it's...
Are you,
Do they yell...
So
they're like,
dumbest?
Hey, I know you.
Like, you know, while they're feeling me up and putting their hands in my orifices. Because, you know, I had a total knee replacement. So then, if they don't have the full body scanner at the airport, I have to have the whole cavity.
You do?
No. I mean, they do
You're
the
hoping.
Whole thing. They do the, you know...
We need a female.
And
what
is.
Do they do? They, we need
yeah,
a female.
Yeah, we need a female. And I'm like, A, I'm a lesbian, so maybe I should have a guy.
True.
And number two is I had a knee replacement, and you know they have a male knee and a female knee?
They do.
They make fake knees.
You're
one's
telling
female.
Me they could find just a knee, a patella in under dirt, and go, this was a female.
Well, no. It's
a
fake
it.
Knee. It's a fake knee, but they have female and male, depend. You know, like the shape or whatever.
Huh.
So before I went in to, I said, oh, am I going to get a female or male? And they're like, oh, we'll have to measure. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm giant, so. I am a tranny.
You have a.
Yeah, I have a male knee.
I got a feeling I would too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not 6'3", but I'm a bigger
6'3".
I think I shrunk.
Really?
I think I'm 6'2".
Oh.
But I still say 6'3".
Right.
Why do you round up?
I do too. I say 5'9". I think I'm 5'8".
Because you shrink. I don't know. How tall are you?
How tall I look?
I don't know. 5'2". No, I'm kidding.
I'm 5'10".
Uh-huh. You're not 5'10".
I'm stretching my neck.
With his bangs up high.
Yeah.
I measure from the tip of my hair right here.
Wait, so you think guys round up and women should round down?
I just thought they would naturally. Because it's like, oh, because Heidi has an issue. Like, she always says she is...
No, but in order
a girl
to
who can grab listen, a couch with you, you know
listen,
what I'm saying?
If I stand on the scale and I'm 160 pounds,
then you round.
Then I go, well, I'm 5'9".
Right.
I'm 5'9".
Right.
When I go to the doctor and they go, they do it in inches, and I'm going, well, what? And they're like, 5'8". And I go, but I'm not. I'm 5'9". And they're
right.
Like, you're not. And I go, but I'm 160. 5'9".
Right.
That's
have you always been tall? I mean, like, were you the tallest kid in the elementary school?
No.
Yes.
I mean, maybe
now,
you had
all
that,
of a sudden I
that's
go.
That's why you had
I'm
to have
like
your knees replaced.
Feet.
All of a sudden, it's like giraffe knees.
Right.
Just
and then they're like, oh wow. Judy got really, she's over 6'3" over the summer. She was like 5'4".
I had a growth spurt. I thought everyone did. Mine was really late. I didn't have any puberty
hair.
No,
it was like, I was like, all right, so let's see. I was 6 feet when I was 13.
Oh,
it
Judy.
Was great, you know.
At the dances?
Oh, it was so great. And I was in the marching band, so it was like an even better, like the whole recipe.
Here's
was just,
the tuba, learn
yeah.
it.
Oh, no. Yeah, but you know what? Maybe you wouldn't.
I wouldn't be who I am.
Yeah, that's what your mom would say.
Did they give you the tuba automatically?
I didn't play the tuba. I played the clarinet.
I did too.
You did not.
I did.
We both did.
You did in the marching band?
Yeah, I wasn't in the marching
band. No, I was in
band. What was the band?
Well, I was in band orchestra. I was like the total bander. But yo, did you have a marching band?
We had one, but I
yeah, that was way too.
Yeah,
I know.
No, I think I gave it up like after the eighth grade.
Wait, were you good?
I was good. I was first chair.
I was first chair. Oh, yeah, baby. That's right, girlfriend.
Nerd alert.
I was first chair. And we got to like, you know, tune up the orchestra. And, yeah. Yeah.
Wait. Wait. You know when you play something, you always go,
yeah.
Wait.
What is that? That's so stupid.
Wet my reed.
No, that's right. I think I played mine upside down for the first half of the year.
She said that. I said that's impossible.
No, you can't.
You cannot play it upside down.
Well, one has a hole and the other one.
No, I mean, I played with the reed upside down, just the mouthpiece upside down.
There's no way.
You can't. The reed won't work if it's upside down.
That's what I know. It's a lesbian. I was like, I do not know. What am I doing? What am I doing with this thing? And I went to the triangle. That I knew how to do. Indeedy.
Yeah.
I was like, I got this. You don't even need to teach me.
Yeah, she wore the tuba on her head.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, what are you doing?
I love it.
This is awesome, dude.
The triangle.
I know.
Yeah.
So this show goes through your entire life. Your one-woman show goes
this
from elementary.
This show,
to,
elementary. Like, it goes from baby, infant. Yeah, it's really the story of my life and my really fantastic career. But it's so funny. People totally relate to it because when I was growing up, those sitcoms were like a part of my life.
That was I was obsessed. I knew every song to every TV theme.
Oh my God, you have to come. You will love it.
No, Judy, I'm coming. I don't know how to get tickets on your thing.
Hortense, you have to come.
There's no Hortense Hamilton. I like.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to get tickets because there's nothing here that says where I get tickets for My Life as a Sitcom.
There isn't?
No.
It says where it is. It's at the
Geffen Playhouse. You can go on geffenplayhouse.com.
Wait, it says Audrey Skirball Keenest Theater.
No, it's at the Geffen Playhouse. That's a theater inside the Geffen Playhouse.
Fine. Right. Oh, okay.
All right.
So
it's at the
Geffen Playhouse. And then you can probably just supposed to go buy it through them.
You can go on my website.
What's your website?
JudyGold.com. Dude.
How'd you get that? It seems like that'd be already taken.
Wait, what about my Twitter name?
I love your Twitter name.
Thank you.
At Judy Gold?
But it's Judy, J-E-W-D-Y.
Oh.
At Judy Gold, J-E-W-G-Y.
I got to tell you how excited Frank was when you were coming in, and then he finds out that you're a lesbian. He's like, well, how do you know she's a lesbian? I said, well, because I know she's a lesbian. He's like, oh, because you're gaydar. I go, well, no, she's an out lesbian. I'm just saying I've never been wrong. You know what I mean?
I've been out forever.
Right. She's been out forever. And then he finds out that...
I don't get the calendar that has who came out this year.
Then he starts Googling, right? Then he sees everything. Then he gets excited because he thinks you're coming in and we're going to scissor.
I wanted the whole interview to be done while you guys were scissoring.
He thinks that all lesbians know each other and that when we see each other, we scissor. Like a handshake. What is this?
Scissor Sisters.
Oh God!
See, Judy, this is what I deal with.
I don't.
What? That's what? What's wrong with that? It's like I.
Wait. A straight woman comes in here,
I would love to do interviews. Hey, how you been?
Oh, Jesus.
How's the career going?
Yeah, that's great.
No.
I don't even know what I can say I'm holding my tongue right now.
Oh, say whatever you want.
So she comes in and you guys can do anal. So that's what.
Judy, please don't give him any ideas.
The best show of all time.
Oh.
That would be great.
She's happily in a relationship.
Yes,
I'm happily in a relationship.
Yes.
Okay.
But if we were single, we'd be scissoring all day long.
I thought that was the secret handshake or something. When you guys would come in, then you'd know.
Good to see you. Good to see you. Oh, my God.
Are you getting married?
Yes, we're going to get married. But Elisa, my partner, will not marry me until we get an apartment together in New York.
Wait, you're not living together?
Okay, please.
Judy. Elisa, I know you're in town because she picked you up at the airport yesterday.
Yeah, she's probably listening, too. All right, so this is what happened. We live in New York. It's very difficult to find. We're trying to find an apartment that will fit us and the two children. I have one bathroom.
Is that pretty common in New York because it's of just the apartments have one bathroom? I mean, I've always heard it's like, I've never been.
Obviously.
I've heard it's
small. If you think every lesbian is going to scissor, I mean, I guess you haven't left your house.
If you're both in one bathroom, how can you not?
Hey, good night, folks.
I mean, seriously, you're brushing your teeth, doing your hair.
I think a lot of apartments have more than one bathroom. I just happen to live in one. Once you move and it's rent control, then you never want to leave. But I can't.
I think you're doing it on purpose because you don't really want to get married.
That is so nice. True.
Yes, it is.
Oh, God. I'm going to go home now, and she's going to be like, well, you know, Frank said. So
that is how I spend my afternoons with my partner, too. Yeah, oh, really? Frank said?
Yeah.
I mean,
I guess Frank was right then.
The excuse of having controlled rent, and it's like, honey, you know,
we're going to find something. He's so annoying. Elisa. I can't believe it's every day.
Elisa.
What's the matter? Why are all lesbians like allergic to me?
I don't know.
They get all red and angry.
Oh, my God. Elisa, she's going to find a place for the two of you together.
Yes, we're going to.
How long have you guys been together?
6.5 years.
Wow, you really don't want to get married. 6.5 years and you're still using the apartment excuse?
Frank.
I want to high five you because I'm against marriage altogether.
He is against
you are.
I think I don't think anybody should. I mean, I support you guys wanting it, but I'm like, dude, I'm handing you misery. What am I? I mean,
look. Have you ever been married?
Yes,
there are happily married couples.
Yes, there are. And there's what? It was that bad, your marriage?
Well, it's just I mean, I think that
you just married the wrong girl.
You had a bad marriage. Doesn't mean everyone else is going to have a bad marriage.
And I have a bad marriage, but I want the right to have a bad marriage.
Yes, exactly.
I want to.
Okay.
Heather, that is great.
That's perfect. And I will enjoy that, watching it.
But you would love it if I was legally married and miserable. You would love that, wouldn't you?
Did your parents have a good marriage?
Yeah, they've been together almost 50 years now.
Right.
I don't know how good it was. I mean, there was like those ups and down times. And
I think that's with every marriage.
I think eventually you wake up one day and go, well, where am I going to go?
Yeah.
But I think everybody wants to go. Like your parents, Heidi. Where is he going to go?
He's almost 80.
They're out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So why get married? Why don't you just keep moving on?
Oh, God.
Keep the apartment.
I don't even know what to say.
Keep the apartment. Live the single life.
And keep moving on.
Keep moving on.
I'm going to keep moving on.
Keep moving on.
Moving on.
What's the biggest fight you and Elisa have? Like the thing that just always comes up.
Oh, God.
Besides you not finding an apartment.
Well, I will be in my head and she'll say something to me and I don't even hear it. So I, you know, like I...
It's like you're already
married. I mean, I can't even hear it. Like, if I'm, like, so focused on something, I don't hear her talk, and she'll say something, like, 3 times, and then that's the end.
And then 15 minutes later, you're like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
I do that all the time.
He does do that.
We're a lot alike.
Really?
I think we're soulmates.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to be moving on.
You want a scissor?
Moving on.
Get over here. Come on, girlfriend. Get in here. High five.
Wait, but don't you... I mean, it's... I don't know what that is. What is that?
What?
That you can't, like, you don't hear someone talking.
Because I'm like you. I'm like so into my head.
Right.
And I might be thinking about what you just said. But
right. Doesn't register and then it doesn't come out. And I'm like, and I think I answered you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And I hate being in my head. It's like, my head is like,
mine too.
Smoke some weed.
Not a fun place
it's
to be.
I don't do that.
But you probably do that because it helps you get out of your head a little bit. It's like, okay, now I'm in the moment. I'm high.
Helps you sleep.
I try. I can't. I'm a mother. I'm a mother. I can't discuss it. Can't discuss
it. Your son's
no, but
listening.
It's like, but yeah, but you're not Jewish, so you don't get the whole like I wake up in the morning, you suck, you're a loser, you know, like the yeah. whole constant. Mm-hmm. That's the dialogue in my head all
right.
the time.
That's awful.
I know,
but that what makes a great
comedian.
One woman show,
of course,
at the Geffen
Playhouse.
And how do you get tickets?
Inside.
How do you get tickets, Judy?
You can call the Geffen Playhouse.
Okay.
You
JudyGold.com.
JudyGold.com. Okay.
GeffenPlayhouse.com.
I want to come. I want to bring my posse.
Okay.
My gaggle of girls. They'll love it.
All right.
We'll all
scissor.
Oh, I'm there.
Finally, we get him on board.
Oh, right.
To the Judy Gold Show.
Come on, girls.
My life is a sitcom.
Do you just fantasize about the lesbians all the time?
I used to a lot.
Yeah.
Now that I've worked with Heidi forever, it's just like, you know.
Your name's Heidi? Wait, so.
You know.
I think I took the.
I think it's a young,
and now it's done. Like, did you have any lesbian
thing.
Friends when you were, like, growing up or anything?
Looking back, I don't think I had any lesbian friends. I probably did, though, right?
Yeah.
You did. You just didn't know.
I think in the college era, it was like more of like that crazy fantasy, like through the 20s, then maybe early 30s. Then when you get like over 35, it's like the whole like I need to go watch lesbian porn just doesn't do it for you anymore.
Well, lesbian porn doesn't do it for me either.
But I mean, it's like, as far as like
so
that,
bad.
As far as the guy thing going, right. Oh, lesbian, let's watch them kiss at the bar.
It's let's like, watch the long red fingernails touching each other and exactly. flick our tongues.
It's all right,
lesbians need to make lesbians.
Maybe I'm
and
back
I don't
on board.
Understand the whole the fingernail thing. I mean, it's like then have the paramedic come.
Yeah, look at true lesbian porn.
This is how you know. That's true. People do not realize if you want to know for sure if someone's a lesbian, you look at their hands.
That is true. Do I have lesbian hands?
Yeah.
I have total lesbian hands.
Yeah, the lesbian porn parody movie, Wolverine.
Yeah, with the
we'll
long, I mean, yeah. I don't know how it's done with the long fingernails.
I don't get that either. When I see a lesbian, she's got like a big long.
The big, yeah, I know. I'm like, oh, God.
She must not do certain things, is all I'll say.
Before you leave.
No, I'm having so much fun.
I know, me too. You must see Heidi's tongue.
Okay.
I just met her, Frank.
So this is what we do, right? I mean, Heidi has been blessed as far as like, having
a big tongue,
a giant facial sex organ.
I'm basically showing Judy Gold my penis.
Really, you are.
You
are.
And we met 20 minutes ago.
Right.
I mean, she was built for this, Judy.
All right, Judy.
Stick it out.
Is it really?
Whip it out. Oh, seriously.
Oh, my God! What? How does that fit in your mouth? Oh my God.
Isn't that amazing? Seriously, I should have given you a raincoat before she showed you. Because I mean,
it's fun.
Is that genetic? Like,
I guess.
Did you talk to your mother about her giant
tongue?
She
doesn't have one.
Does your father have one?
Does not have. No. So I tell my mom. I show my mom. And this is information you do not want to know.
How old were you?
So probably in the eighth grade. You know, whenever you start to go, wow, I have a really long tongue. And it's a good party trick. And so I asked my mom. I said, Mom, do you have a really long tongue? And she's like, I don't think so. And she sticks it out. She doesn't. And I said, does Dad? And she says, no, he doesn't. And she says, but his tongue's really smooth. Mine's bumpy. And I'm like, ugh.
Ew.
Mine's really smooth, too, by the way. But now I got to find out in the eighth grade that my dad has a really smooth tongue and my mom's is really bumpy. You don't need to.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's enormous.
It's fun.
All right, your turn.
I got nubby tongue.
No, I didn't mean your tongue.
Oh.
Let's go.
Sorry, go ahead.
All right.
Oh!
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my God. You're one of the sisters.
Oh, wait. Let me get my reading glasses on.
Exactly. Let me look down the bottom of these.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, golly.
It's pretty. It's good looking. It's pretty.
It's not going to scare
anybody. You would see it. It wouldn't gross you out.
I have sons.
Yeah. She's not grossed out by penis.
But I'm just saying, it's pretty.
I love men. I just don't want it. I don't want the penis in my face. I don't want it near me. You know, I don't want it in
That's
my...
That's what, like, but you still, know? Yeah, you love men. It's just, a lot of people, you get that, too. I'm like, you got to get men. What do you hate doing?
Yeah.
You're like, I love men.
I love men. I just don't want it, yeah.
Right, Like,
do you like man-on-man porno?
I don't know. It's kind of, I mean, a lot of lesbians like that.
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
Right
and I think it's because, I mean, I, yeah, it, if I was going to watch any porno, that's what it would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they're equal partners, I
right.
think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Well, I mean, yeah. men...
Some aren't, where you're like,
well, I know, but I mean, men, women...
Somebody yeah. just showed up and did nothing.
The woman is just like, you know, whatever.
Right.
You know, they just treat the woman... And then I can't even... women on women, forget it.
Forget yeah. it.
Right?
Forget it. Not
so
happen.
That's only made for men?
It is.
Mm-hmm. No lesbians like, oh yeah, let's pop in a hot lesbian. Oh, look at her long yeah. red fingernails and her flicking her tongue. This is right. so hot. It's not hot.
No,
it's not hot. The like man on man plot going porn on so is far. The, is Heidi, the you better, start writing this stuff.
It yeah. is the better porn, oh, and a lot of lesbians like the man on man.
Judy, yeah. thank you so much
we
for coming in.
No, her show, I had so
the
much
Judy
fun
Show,
with you.
My thank life you. As a sitcom, going through all her life and the sitcoms that she watched the entire time.
And how I wanted to run away to the Brady House when I was growing up, didn't you?
Yeah,
the mm-hmm. Partridge
Family. I wanted to sleep with Joe Polnicek on Facts of Life.
Oh,
that was my fantasy girl. Mm-hmm.
Yours too.
No, that's
Blair.
A little...
You're more Blair.
You know who I had a crush on?
Who?
What's her name? Elizabeth Montgomery.
Oh, Darren. Doing anything for you? No.
Doing anything but, for
yeah,
you?
Really.
No.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Go to judygold.com. Pick out the ticket. She's going to be out here doing her one-woman show. The Judy Show, My Life is a Sitcom, runs through August 18th. When does it start?
I will be here.
Through August 18th.
Well, I've been here since the middle of June. And we just got extended.
Oh, really?
It was supposed to go till this Sunday, and then it got extended till August 18th. God, you're so informed.
I know, exactly.
I know.
It's a crack staff. Like, thank you guys. Thank yeah. you guys so much.
Well, congrats on that. I will be there.
Oh, Helene, that's so great. I'm so happy. You better come.
Hey, if you don't learn my name, I will never use my tongue on you.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
1-800-955-5567. We're going to come right back. We are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.